Welcome back to the pregame show. Matt Lopes joined with Brockton Rocks infielder Tanner Riebensviess, a California native, hitting 253, one of the top performers on the team for the Brockton Rocks this season. Tanner, thanks for joining us on the pregame show. So far this season, we're about 20 games in, as we're 9-11, 20 games to be exact, actually. What have been your thoughts on the season so far and playing for the Brockton Rocks?
Well, I mean, the season's going well. You know, our pitching's been pretty solid so far, and now the bats are starting to come around a little bit, so I think we'll be able to put it together and get a nice stretch going in these next 10 games.
What do you think was so important to that adjustment period after the first couple weeks, a slow start offensively, and the bats really got it going, especially at that 19-0 win against Wachusett? And lately, you guys have been rattling off hits and left and right. It hasn't necessarily translated into wins all the time, but what do you think has been the biggest difference for your guys going forward?
Well, I think, you know, you come from a bunch of leagues where you're using metal bats, and guys are still trying to get accustomed to using the wood bats. So, you know, in any situation, it's going to take a little while for the guys to get used to the wood. And so, you know, these last couple games, we've really started to produce some runs. And the timely hitting hasn't really been there. That's why, you know, you see some of the games will out-hit teams and then, you know, not win. But it's going to come. You know, the team's going to turn around here real quick. So I've got some, you know, positive energy going our way.
Now, you've settled in nicely to the leadoff spot and really been the pace setter at the top of the order, but how much do you think it helps now that over the past couple weeks, coaching staff has really had pretty much a set lineup for you guys, getting comfortable knowing who's hitting in front of you, hitting behind you, and especially in that middle of the order, too, with guys like Sean Ryan and Greg Baggett getting comfortable in those spots, and you especially at the leadoff spot? How do you think that has really helped you guys?
Well, I think it helps guys stay consistent. You know, when you're in the same spot over and over again, you start to get into a routine and you get comfortable, and you know, with the guys that are around you, and you know kind of who you're playing with now. So I think it just helps guys stay, you know, consistent, like I said.
Now, for you personally, you lead the team in runs scored right now with 16, also lead the team in walks with 13. What's your mentality when you step to the plate, especially now that you are kind of embracing the leadoff role? Is it just the mentality of I need to do what I can to get on base?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had you know, like a patient approach to hitting, and right now I'm seeing the ball well. You know, that's why I'm drawing a lot of the walks. So, you know, I think my mentality now is just get on base and try to score runs, like you said, to help my team win, you know.
Now, defensively, one of your strengths for this team, one of your biggest attributes has been the versatility, playing all across the infield as you did at San Diego State, played a little first, a little second, short, third. This year, you started the season as the everyday second baseman, and you've now swapped over to shortstop. What's that been like for you, knowing that you're going to bounce around, but also you could get the call at any moment to play a different position?
I mean, I really don't mind where I play. Like, it doesn't really matter to me, but the last couple games I've been, you know, pretty steady at shortstop. So, you know, it's nice, like I said about the lineup, it's nice to have a set spot and stay consistent with that one spot.
Now, coming from California, of course, you just wrapped up your freshman season at San Diego State. What are your thoughts here on the summer collegiate ball experience? I know you play in California, you play baseball really all year round with the nice weather, but what's this experience been for you as far as this league is concerned and some of the parks you've seen and some of the talent that you've faced this season?
Well, I think it's been great playing with and against guys from, you know, all across the country. You know, in California, you know, you're seeing mainly guys from that California, Arizona kind of area. And now to be on the East Coast and play with a bunch of different guys, it's kind of cool to see the different talent, you know, all across the nation. And these guys out here on the East Coast, you know, it's baseball, you know. So the talent level's still as high as it is in California. I enjoy playing.
I got to ask you, playing at San Diego State, like the legend Tony Gwynn, what was that experience like for you?
It's great. Coach Gwynn, he's a great guy. You know, he'd been sick for a little while during the period of the season, but when he was there, it was nice having him around. He's always working with hitters, and he's got a lot of energy. He's a good guy. I really enjoy playing for him.
Now, coming here, working closely with the coaching staff, Judd Thigpen, Ted Curley, Brad Hertzler, what's that been like for you, and how have those guys helped you develop a little bit over the season?
Well, all of those guys are great, and they all have great knowledge of the game, so it's nice to learn from different people, you know.
Absolutely, Tanner. Final question for you. You got the Pittsfield Suns tonight, 7:05 first pitch. Chris Calica toeing the rubber. What the boys need to do to get a win here?
Just timely hitting. Our defense and pitching has been strong, so we just need to get the big hit in the big situation. We'll come out with a W.
All right, that was Brockton Rock's middle infielder Tanner Reben's piece here in the pregame show. We'll take a quick break, come back with the first pitch here on AM 1460 WXVR.